Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Gator Framework Studio in Music City. It's the Dining at Disney podcast.
Another thing about good food, it brings folks together, all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I am Kristen, Disney park foodie, enthusiast, and travel expert, as well as I want you to book your vacation with me because my services are free and I need work. So help me so we can go on more vacations to tell you all about the good stuff.
You need work because we need a car. We need a new car, y'all. And I'm Al John, also hoping that you book your trip with Kristen, and also a lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars fan, Disney Parks fan, and I sound like I've been hanging out with a bunch of poker players because my voice is shot. Anyway,
what does it have to do with poker players?
Well, I was going to say we're hanging out with a bunch of smokers because, but I had to realize, I went ahead and said it anyway. There you go.
And I'm Kat.
There she is. There's Kat.
Experiential producer, film historian, merrily on my way to nowhere in particular. Welcome to the show. If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. We've got some news for you guys today. And some hidden gems that we'll talk to you about a little later on.
Ooh, I like
Kristen
it.
Aljon.
Yes.
How are you? How are you doing? How's life?
How are you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm tired. I need a break.
It's funny.
The kids are wearing me out.
Yeah, the kids are wearing us out. And I think we mentioned maybe in the last show that we got in a car wreck. So yeah, the search for a new car is commencing, and it's good, but yeah, Kristen gets to test drive a bunch of cars. I will say this podcast is not sponsored by Honda, but her Honda Civic lasted a good 18 years, and it would have been probably a little bit longer if it wasn't for the fact that someone hit us. So
yeah, because I'm pretty sure with the quote that they gave to repair that that the insurance company is going to go, how about we just give you this much for the current car you have? Yeah. I mean, 18 years old, that's an old car.
Yeah, but we...
And only one driver.
We took good care of that car. Well, I say we, I mean you. You took good care of the car. But, but it's crazy, of course, as you would think, and we're just getting caught up. I mean, work is crazy, and it's all good though. How about you, Kat? How are you doing?
Oh, I'm okay. I miss my little nephew, but we're getting through it. Yeah. I went to the movies today.
Oh,
what'd you see?
I saw Anyone But You.
Mm-hmm.
It was real bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about that one.
It's Glenn Powell and Sydney Sweeney, and it's like a rom-com. Mm-hmm. And it's rough.
Oh, no.
It's not. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. But I'm going to see Mean Girls this weekend with my movie club, so hopefully that will be better.
Oh, that's fun. You have a movie club. That's cool.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. Dave Bossert and I on Skull Rock, of course, we watch a lot of movies. Chris and I see a lot of movies together. We don't get a chance to go to the theater as often because now we have kids. Mm-hmm. But definitely looking forward to checking out, you know, some more films. It's so funny though, because Kristen has this adverse reaction to Ben Affleck.
I feel like a lot of people have that.
Well, he was scrolling through the other day.
Let's watch Flash. Let's watch Flash. And I was like,
He said that. And then he said that he was in it. And I went, no. And he's like scrolling through and he stops. Because
I never
like,
got a chance to see it.
To like kind of see the preview on like Netflix or I don't know what we were scrolling through.
One of the subscription
services.
He's not in it for very long, if that helps you.
No. He's like a cameo. They're all like, you know, cameos. Like Gal Gadot's in there for like 5 seconds, right?
But yes, but he's in it for more than 5 seconds. But well, he's not in it for a lot.
No.
Just like the first fourth.
Yeah, and
you were scrolling through and you stopped on something that featured him and I went, nope, not watching that. Keep going.
And Kristen ended up just turning in, and then I ended up watching the first episode of the Echo series on Disney Plus, which is Marvel Studios Spotlight, a little bit more harder edge, very much like the Netflix Defenders style shows that came out a few years back, which I absolutely loved. Like, I thought it was great.
Me too.
I really appreciate it. Now it's canon. So if you go to the Disney Plus site, you'll see that in MCU order timeline, they actually adopted all of the Netflix series as part of canon, including Iron Fist, I guess. So there you go.
I mean, I don't need to see any more Iron Fist, but I would love to see some more Colleen Wing.
That's, you know what? That's exactly the point. I love Colleen Wing.
I love Colleen.
I feel like, you know, even Sigourney Weaver did a good job for what little part she played in it, you know, because I think Sigourney Weaver's awesome. So whatever she's in. Yeah. But, you know, and who was it? The doctor, the purple man.
David Tennant.
David Tennant was also just a villain you just really hated. You just really hated him.
You said the purple man, and the first thing comes to my head.
That's his name, right? Like, it's the purple man. So, yeah, I was just like, Jessica Jones is awesome. Really love Kristen Ritter. She is Jessica Jones. I just love that character.
But I agree. And Mike Coulter, too. Honestly, Mike Coulter, like,
Luke Cage. I mean,
basically everybody except Iron Fist.
Which is sad because I feel like, you know, he got the short end of the stick here. I think he's a good actor, but, you know, It just didn't work for whatever reason. But Colleen Wing, the rest of the cast was great too. But I'm looking forward to seeing more Charlie Cox and more Echo and more Vincent D'Onofrio, who's amazing. So I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of Echo. It's gotten great reviews on Disney Plus.
Yeah, I gotta start watching it. Mom and I were gonna watch it last night while my dad was golfing, but he like threw a fit and was like, "If you start that without me, blah 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 blah."
Well, I don't blame him. You know, he wants to see it too, and so that's really good stuff right there. And the news that The Mandalorian, the next season, is in pre-production as well as a film.
They said at D23 last year that they were gonna do a Mandalorian movie, and I'm glad that it's actually coming through.
Yeah, because you never know, you know, what, you know, the Jenkins project with Rogue Squadron, you know, ended up having to stop. And there's a bunch of stop starts, you know. I think they try to announce so many things in production or pre-production that are so much in their infancy that, and of course, with the pandemic and all the other stuff, everything got kind of halted and the writer's strike. So everyone's shifting gears. So, and understandably so, but, I'm glad that there's some forward movement with Star Wars getting back to its roots of being a film franchise.
Let's see
Star Wars on the big screen, you know?
I agree. I know that Pedro started shooting Last of Us this week. They're back on set, so maybe we'll see some Mandalorian set photos in the next couple of months, which would be really exciting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Pedro's doing a lot. He's a most wanted man, and Pedro, my understanding is he got cast as Mr. Fantastic.
It's not official yet. Not official yet? They are building. It says I heard a rumor that they are building the cast around him, which I kind of love. Give us Black Sue Storm, you cowards.
Look, as long as the story's good, great. Go for it. I just want it to be good. Can we just have good? Can we have great? Let's just have greatness. Those type of things don't bother me, provided that there is still great material and it pays homage to the source material. Like it doesn't, I mean, it's cool. Like, let's just go with it. But I will say that Pedro Pascal, yeah, sure, I can see him as Mr. Fantastic. He's just a great
I
actor.
love it.
Of course, you're like the number one fan of the Pedro Pascal club, so
Me, yes, I'm a Pedro stan for sure.
we're supposed to talk about food on this podcast at some point.
Well,
But, it's nice to kind of catch up and talk about, what's going on in the world of Disney, Star Wars, and everything. Marvel, of course, which is
yes.
marvelous. Shall we talk about our first story, which is park related?
Yes. So, last week a cat had mentioned about being sad about Country Bear Jamboree closing for a update, redo, whatever you want to call it. But what we do know is that they have done a behind the scenes Country Bear musical jamboree, and it does say that pays homage to the Opry style shows of Nashville, the new one.
Don't
And
know anything about those.
however, it will include Easter eggs from beginning to end that include familiar tunes fans may remember. But the Bears will also be singing new reinterpreted Disney tunes in different genres, including bluegrass, pop country, Americana, rockabilly, and other styles, whatever other styles means. But it's all like country. What other styles of country are there? Al John, do you know?
Well, there's
Like classic, like jailhouse country. Like if we get Big Al singing like a Johnny Cash style version of something, I'll forgive it. I'll forgive everything.
well, that's what I'm kind of thinking personally, is that you're gonna have your outlaw country Big Al playing Johnny Cash homage, and you're probably gonna get the girls to sing some type of, pop country, new country, kind of female fronted kind of stuff, right? Or they could, they could possibly do some really cool bluegrass stuff, like some really classic, maybe even incorporate some really down home East Tennessee Dolly Parton stuff, which would be kind of cool. Americana, hey, there's so much great Americana these days. I mean, just take your pick. Wilco, Tom Petty, if you want to, that's on the verge of that kind of stuff. And rockabilly, I mean, let's put Elvis in there. You might as well, right? Elvis and Stray Cats.
I would assume there's going to be an Elvis style of one of these.
Sure. I mean, it's Opry style Nashville, so there you go. I mean, we're in Nashville right now, so you could just span the decades upon decades of stuff that they could possibly draw inspiration from. So
I do want to say though, if you are like Kat and you love the show and you're going to be sad to see it close, you've got a little bit more than 2 weeks because it will not close down till January 27th. So until then, you can see the original version.
I tell you what, it shouldn't be
What?
the Country Bears Jamboree movie.
Oh, geez.
Oh, gosh. No, thanks. I'm
I
good.
feel sorry that I even mention it. It's on Disney Plus. Should you kind of venture forward and try to see this kind
Don't
of
do it.
abomination of a film? But my friend Peter's in it, so you can see Peter playing on stage during the last part of the show with the Country Bears, which is funny just because, I work with him.
I would say watch it and then listen to the How Did This Get Made episode about it. Because that show is not for kiddos. That is not a family show, but
I heard
it
about
is hilarious.
it. Nice. Yeah. So, but do yourself a favor and check out the behind the scenes of them recording. I believe they're using a studio in Nashville. I would think they would be because all the players are here in Nashville. If they're going for that style, all of the Grand Ole Opry players are here in town, so might as well go for it.
Okay, so now we're going to head over to Disneyland.
Okay.
And talk about Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
There have been lots and lots of changes that have happened there over, you know, the past couple of years. And so they announced another restaurant is going to close permanently. And I know you are going to be sad about seeing this one close because yes, this was one of your like NAM favorite go-to places when you were there.
It's one of my places.
And it's Tortilla Joe's. They plan to permanently close on March 31st.
I am so sad.
It'll also include the counter service that is next door to it.
It needs a facelift, though. I mean, let's be honest. That whole place is just needs a facelift. And Kat, you know, that's your neck of the woods. So what do you say about it?
Well, I think that this is going to be the future home of Porto's Bakery.
Yeah.
They have a to-go window already in operation there. They have a lot of seating, including outdoor. I think that this is the most intelligent location without having to do a new build for a Porto's style restaurant.
Yep.
I think that this had no other option but to close because of the two new Mexican restaurants that are coming.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. That's Paseo and Centrico, Carlos Gaitan's restaurants that are going to be occupying where Catal and Uva Bar used to be. But with all the ongoing construction right now, I think that the most intelligent like way forward without having to do any serious construction or in my product manager voice without having to pull any new permits is to replace this building with something else, not knock it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. It just needs a facelift and a refaming, what have you. Yep. It didn't look like, I mean,
interior redo.
Yeah. Restaurant makeover. Restaurant makeover. Bring the team in. Jeremy Renner, come on in.
Exactly.
So break it up.
Did you see he went back to work today?
I did.
Love that for him.
I mean, you talk about one of the nicest people in Hollyweird. This would be it. Jeremy Renner going back to work, and I look forward to seeing that show. Like, I keep on meaning to see that show on Paramount Plus of his. So yeah, I'll have to go see it. And by the way, Hawkeye is an underrated series.
I loved Hawkeye.
Hawkeye's great. One of my favorites. Anyway.
He's a celebrity that I would like to meet.
He's lovely.
There's a handful. Oh,
you've met Jeremy?
I have.
That's awesome. Good. Nice. Good on you. All right.
But yes, back to Tortilla Joe's. Yeah. March 31st will be their last table service day, and the Taqueria will be open until April 13th. And I'm sure we'll get an announcement about what's going to happen to this building soon.
Awesome.
Yes. So we just have to wait for that.
Yeah.
So back over to Walt Disney World, because we're just hopping back and forth.
Yes.
We're going to hop over to Epcot. And Kat, I know you've got some stuff about some changes going on over there.
Of course I do. Over at Sunshine Seasons, they have added some items, a birthday cake cookie and a honey sugar cookie. At a refreshment outpost for Festival of the Arts, they have added, I think we talked about this last week, but they added a blueberry mochi Berliner Weiss, a street art amber, and a neon rainbows IPA.
It sounds interesting.
We talked about a lot of these things last week.
A lot of them are covered in last week's foodie guide. So go back and refer to last week's episode for all the changes to the marketplaces.
Over at Cantina de San Angel, they've added tamales de barbacoa.
Nice.
Over at Hollywood Studios at the Trolley Car Cafe, they've added the pistachio latte, pistachio cream cold brew, iced hazelnut oat milk shaken espresso, Oledo cafe latte, Oledo iced shaken espresso with oat milk and toffee nut. That's a Starbucks, so those are probably all delicious.
Toffee nut, that sounds good.
Yeah. They've also added all those things over in Animal Kingdom at Creature Comforts.
I will say the pistachio one is a very mildly flavored one.
Yes, agree. Pizzafari has added a dragonfly cupcake. The monthly, over at Disney Springs, the monthly Gideon's Bakehouse options are maple walnut chocolate chip and maple caramel chocolate cake, Kristen.
Anything maple.
I want somebody to get me some of those.
Yes. Deluxe Burger at Disney Springs has removed their beef Wellington burger and added a French onion soup burger.
Interesting.
Probably just add the French onion soup mix into the
burger mix. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. Swirls on the Water. Rapunzel Cone is back. This time it's lemon and cotton candy. Also for Kristen.
I'm down with that.
The Little Mermaid float we talked about last week. And their new Dole Whip sampler has all three flavors. Lime cherry, lemon cotton candy, and pineapple vanilla.
Oof. You know what I like about the sound of the lemon cotton candy? Is cotton candy is so sweet. And you have the lemon, which is sour, to kind of like balance that out.
Yeah, for sure.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Jeffrey's Landing has a limited time comfort cocoa mocha.
Mm.
Vivoli Il Gelato has brought back their king cake bomba shake.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
Oh, you know what? That's what I need. That's what I need to do. I need to make king cake next month.
Oh yeah. Hey, did you see they broke the world record for the largest king cake? Did you see that?
No. It's
huge.
Why do people do these things?
Oh, because it's king cake. It's New Orleans, you know.
No, I mean just like let's make some giant food thing. That how's everybody gonna eat it? They're not.
I think they ended up doing it, and I think they just gave it away to the community. So everybody just ended up getting a bunch of king cake to take home, which was awesome. So,
hey man, whatever. If they got it to pass out, people will eat it.
Just as long as people are eating it.
Welcome to New Orleans Square.
Don't make something big that nobody can eat.
Welcome to the fifth quarter. The streets are paved with king cake.
King cake.
I love me some king cake.
Why?
That's what I miss about working at Copeland's every year. King cake. And all the delicious like things that came in just for Mardi Gras.
Did you put the little baby in the king cake?
Oh yeah. You cannot.
That's the point, right?
You cannot have.
Well, yeah. I mean, you would think, yes. Okay. Anyway.
And finally, over at Craftsman Grill at Disneyland, they January 2024 hot dog of the month is an all beef hot dog wrapped in bacon. A bouillon bun, bean spread, onion, tomato, avocado, cilantro, lime, crema, and candied jalapenos.
Wow.
I don't know what they're calling it, but it sounds like the kitchen sink. Is
exactly. It's like the kitchen sink of hot dogs.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, lots of changes, lots of updates. Not a lot of removals this time, this week, so that's good.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's good. That sounds good, Kat. And I tell you what else sounds good. A delicious deal. Yum. Who doesn't want to save money? Especially with the Disney Dining Plan. So if you're a Disney Plus customer, Kristen's got a deal for you. Tell them all about it, Kristen.
Well, if you're like me and you like to save money.
Yes.
And you like the Disney Dining Plan. And you like it when it's free.
That's free.
What we got going on right now. Okay. If you book a non-discounted four-night, four-day Disney World travel package with room as well as theme park tickets that have the park hopper option, you can take advantage of this. And it's going to be for July 1st through September 30th. And you must be a Disney Plus subscriber. And when you contact me about booking this, I will let you know what I need to submit to Disney to prove you are a Disney Plus subscriber. And if you want to take advantage of this deal and you're not a Disney Plus subscriber, now's the time to subscribe. And, you know, you can just keep it for a few months and then go, okay, I don't need you anymore, Disney Plus. And you got the deal.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, Kristen, you are a intrepid traveler. You do a lot of cruises. You do a lot of guided tours and stuff like that.
Yes.
Why else should people go ahead and book with you, and where can they book with you?
Well, they can book with me because, number one, if you got an issue and you're on your trip, you just contact me and I'm the one that calls and deals with all of it. If you have an issue with something, some kind of charges that may occur on your bill that don't make sense, I can, you know, and you booked with me, I call and I'm like, hey, they didn't have this on there. Well, all of a sudden they got this charge on their credit card statement.
There you go.
I take care of all of those not so fun things, waiting on hold for, you know, 3-4 hours, all of that stuff. I take away all your stress and I handle the stress and you handle all the fun.
There you go. There you go. Where can people email you to get take advantage of this deal plus all the other new cruise deals,
Adventures
by Disney, Universal, what have you?
They can contact me at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com.
So work messages me or just it pulls me over and say, hey, by the way, can you cut the new voicemail for our phone system this week or today? And I said, have you heard my voice? It was even worse, you know, the other day. Can barely talk.
You need to drink a lot of hot tea with
honey. I actually have been. I've been drinking green tea at work.
Are you adding honey?
We don't have honey, but I just add just a little bit of sweetener to that.
Do you have lemon?
Nope.
Well, maybe I need to send you with honey.
Okay. You can send me with honey any day you like. I don't know.
Okay.
Just corny as heck.
Yes.
Anyway. So now you can create edible works of art.
Wait, you're jumping ahead.
Oh, I am?
Yes, you're jumping ahead to our topic.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Yes, our topic is foodie experiences that you may not know about. They're kind of hidden on Disney's website. You have to kind of go in there and look around quite a bit to kind of find some of these things. But one of them that's on there that I think is really cool, I'm going to actually let Kat talk about because this is one of Kat's favorite places.
It's her place.
I do. And I think this is so much fun. Like, I totally want to do this.
Yes.
Yeah. If I could eat cake, I would definitely do this. So over at Amorette's Patisserie at Disney Springs, you can do their cake decorating experience.
Yeah.
It is $199 per person, tax not included. And during this 90-minute class, you are decorating a cake with a talented Disney pastry artist. Your reservation can accommodate up to 2 guests. It is still $199 per person. Before the shop officially opens for the day, this class takes place in the show kitchen. So it's a small group lesson, and you can create either a Mickey Mouse or a Minnie Mouse dome cake. You can make a Mickey Mouse Sundays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, or Saturdays, or a Minnie Mouse on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. So if you're going to book this, this is something important to know if you want to make one of the other.
Nice.
The Mickey Mouse dome cake features chocolate chiffon cake, milk chocolate mousse, and orange pate de fruit jelly. And the Minnie Mouse Dome Cake features lemon chiffon cake, white chocolate mousse, and strawberry pat fruit jelly.
That sounds great.
And yes, and these cakes are so beautiful. And you get to take it home, of course. And while you're there, you can sip on refreshments. They have specialty coffees and teas, some wine and beer if you're into that. It is taking place at 9:15 in the morning. So, like, you know, to each their own.
Hey, mimosas, Bloody Marys.
Get in on it.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly. And if you are spending your day at Disney Springs or you are not able to go somewhere that has a refrigeration for you, they'll hold the cake for you for the day so you can pick it up later.
That's nice.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
For an extra $50, if there's two of you, you can add a second cake.
Ooh.
And you can make reservations for this. You should make reservations for this in advance. On their website, of course, or you can call the 407-934-3500 number to make a reservation. Cancellation policy, the 24-hour cancellation policy is still in effect for this as well. And of course, there's no discounts, unfortunately. But honestly, this class sounds so cool, especially if you're like an amateur baker, a home baker, or if you have a kid who's interested in cooking. It's something fun to do. And like, how many times can I say that this place makes such beautiful stuff?
Yeah.
They make such gorgeous things here. So even like getting to make one of these like simple Mickey cakes is probably like super difficult, but it's so pretty and it'll be like, look what I can do.
Well, that, and it's going to teach you some certain skills that you're only going to get from working with, you know, a master pastry chef. So, I mean,
exactly.
Very cool. I'd like to do it. I want to be able to like make a cake that looks cool. I mean, I'm a beginning baker. I've like been a cook type person for, I don't know, since I was waiting tables. So since I was like 19 years old, I've been, you know, come home late and you just find what's in the fridge and start going, let's just put it in a pot and figure out what I'm going to eat. You know, kind of thing. And that's kind of how it started. And I started, you know, of course, taking cooking classes and things like that. But I never really got into baking. And my mom loves to bake. And my sister loves to bake. And not until we got the kids was I like, okay, I guess now I'm going to have to learn to bake and kind of get into that. And I'm like, if I'm going to do it, I want to learn all the like cool stuff to make it like fun and really pretty. I don't want to just make your like standard, here's the cupcake and here's the frosting on top and we throw the sprinkles on top, you know, like, no, I don't mind to be pretty and cool and
fancy.
Yeah. All kinds of fancy.
Look at Gigi's cupcake. It's cool. Anyway. Yeah. I like that.
Yes.
So that's the Emirates cake decorating experience.
Yes.
And now there's another program.
This one I've been wanting to do, and it's Savor the Savannah. And it is $189 to $199 per person, of course, tax not included. And with this premium, it's a premium tour. You have special access to the Savannah, so you will be in the Harambe Wildlife Reserve.
Animal Kingdom, y'all.
Yes, animal over at Animal Kingdom, and you will have a very secluded, breathtaking private viewing area, the Savannah. And your guide will tell you about the unique animals that inhabit the reserve, and you can ask questions to your guide and all that kind of stuff. But you also get to enjoy African-inspired cuisine that's also paired with regional beers and wines. So I think this is really cool. Advanced reservations are required, and you can book them online, or you can call, you know, www.dine. Let's see. You, for safety reasons, they do want you to be in good health. So if you have back, neck problems, motion sickness, that kind of stuff, you know, you should not participate. Guests must be 8 years old. And guests under 18 must be accompanied by a participating adult. If you are in an ECV, you have to be able to transfer into an available wheelchair to be able to take part of this. But I think this sounds like a lot of fun. Park admission is required. That is something to note, that is not included in the price of the tour. So you have to have park tickets in order to get into the park to take, you know,
to partake.
And of course, just like everything else, in order to indulge in the alcohol, you must be 21 or older.
Nice.
I wish it had a sample of the menu foods that you get to order.
Well, it looks very interesting for sure.
I would love to do this when our kids are old enough to participate in this, because I think both Boo and Jack-Jack would really enjoy getting to do this, since both of them, they love animals. So we have a annual pass to the Nashville Zoo at Grasmere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this is...
The experience is 2 hours, just so you know.
There you go. Prices will also vary by date. So I would think that during high peak season, it's probably going to be more expensive, you know, supply and demand rule is in effect. No, it's very cool. They do recommend this for teens and adults. So I think it might be a little
bit. If you are like 12 and up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, anyway. Well, that's a very cool thing. Definitely a nice kind of experience, nice immersive experience, which is nice.
I do think, though, it very much varies on your child, because some kids are like Jack-Jack is really into animals.
Yeah.
And if your kid is really into something and has the ability to sit there and do a 2 hour, like listening to somebody talk and enjoying food and that kind of thing, definitely go for it, even if they're 8 years old, you know? But I think it varies from kid to kid, you know?
Now, this is for you, Kat. Discounts may be available for annual pass holders and Disney Vacation Club members. Mm-hmm. So that's a nice little perk for sure.
Yes.
All right. Kat, have you done any of these types of things before?
No, I have not done these. I have done the food tour at the Animal Kingdom Lodge, which I loved.
Cool.
So I assume that this is also really great, because that was free and it was like super great. And this is expensive. So I would hope that it's even better.
Better, yes.
Yeah, I would think. You know, the tours, the guided tours and such over at Disney are really good. Kristen, I've done a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
And they're always great. And I will say that for the unique experiences, well worth the money you pay for. Especially if you're a hardcore Disney fan, especially Disney Parks fan like we are. If you're listening to this show, chances are you're just as crazy about Disney Parks as we are. So, yeah. Any other... And notes and tidbits.
I have just something that I was going to mention.
Okay.
Because, you know, Spotify does your like year in review kind of thing.
Yes.
And for ours, I was very excited to see that for top 10 list of people, like what they have in their top 10 list of podcasts, that of our fans, 216 have us in their top 10.
That's great.
I was very excited to see that this year.
Yeah, we have a lot of different countries that listen to the show that are represented. It's a global podcast, y'all. So thank you so much for listening and giving us those thumbs ups. We appreciate it. I have to watch
the video again, but I want to say number three, it said was the Netherlands.
What?
It was a European country, but I believe it was the Netherlands was our number three, our number three for listeners.
So U.S., Canada, and the Netherlands.
No, U.S., United Kingdom.
Whoa. I thought Canada for sure.
I know. Our neighbors.
Wow. How about that?
I don't know. What's going on up there, Canada?
Took over for Canada. Wow. Yeah, this is the first time we saw Canada in our yearly wrap-up. That's cool.
Netherlands.
I'm sorry. I guess it's the first time that Canada was not in there. So, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. I like it.
Thank you guys so much for listening. We are so glad to have you guys supporting us by tuning in and subscribing, liking, you know, all those good things, including hitting the notification bell.
Oh, man.
And if you haven't done those things already, do them now.
Yeah. Do it.
Other ways you can support us are by sharing as well as giving us 5-star reviews. And thanks to you guys who have given us 5-star reviews, we, as a podcast, are a 5-star review podcast. Yeah. So thank you very much. Also supporting us, we have our links that you can shop, like Disney Store, Amazon, Kingdom Stroller, Garden Grocer, or you can head over to Spotify, like our top supporter, Lindsay, and support us there as well. And you can find all of our links at diningatdisney.com or in the show notes below.
Yes.
Okay, Al John, your turn to talk.
All right. You can find me, Al John Go, on Instagram. You can also check out all of us on Dining at Disney and all the socials. Kat will tell you her Instagram handle in just a little bit.
Because Al John can't spell it right.
I can't spell it when I'm really trying. But you can check out our sister show there, my podcast with Dave Bossert, who's a former Disney creative. He's also an animator, filmmaker, and author, award-winning author, Skull Rock Podcast, where we talk about Disney and pop culture. We recently had Andreas Deja, Disney legend, on to talk about his short film, Mushka. And we also had John Musker in to talk about I'm Hip, which, by the way, is in contention for an Academy Award for Best Short Film, Animated Short. So, yes, John Musker, good congratulations. You can also check out Kat's podcast as well. At the computer is about ready to shut down.
At Eat the Pictures.
Yes.
It's a bite-sized podcast about food, film, and fun everywhere podcasts are found.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you. Well, I'm trying to deal with the computer here.
Yes, and her Instagram handle, because I can spell it, is at CAT_ASTROPHE.
Ooh, you did it.
Yay.
There we go.
All right.
Now, Kat.
Jeez.
Dining at Disney can be found on all your favorite social media sites and, of course, at diningatdisney.com. If you haven't already, join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and make sure to check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. Sorcerer Radio can be found at srsounds.com and, of course, on their beautiful app. Until next time, I've been Kat. That's been Kristen and Al John. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.